And, you know, well, married with kids is one thing, but married with 33 kids, a little unusual. Only could happen, I think, in Sister Bay. We've got Jesse Johnson on the line now in Sister Bay to explain that they are goats, so it's not so bad as it sounds on the one hand. Hey, Jesse, how are you this morning?
Good, good. How are you?
I seem to hear goats.
Oh, they're good. Yeah. I just got to the barn here.
Yeah, you're in the barn with the goats.
Yeah, with the goats.
Yeah.
Can you hear them?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear them quite well. Thank you. They sound very much like goats.
I can, yeah. Say hi, everyone. Say hi to Michael and National Public Radio.
So, are you associated with JJ's? Is that up there in the door?
Yep, my family's JJ's and waterfront restaurant and the creamery. Yep.
Oh yeah, so all that stuff. Is everyone in your family a JJ? All the Johnsons?
All the boys are JJ's.
Yeah.
And I'm the only boy, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. So, JJ. And I know there's a lot of Johnsons, so there's a possibility for some, you know, some other Johnsons creeping in there, but.
Yeah, so now these Johnsons.
These goats. I mean, was this just a whim that you decided to get? Because you got married, right? But.
Yeah, we got married a couple of weeks ago, and we were in France about 10 years ago. I was cooking out there, and we had spent a couple of days on a farmstead out in the country, and I think that's when it all got ingrained.
Yeah. How does one get a job cooking in France over the summer? I mean, that's a pretty decent job. I mean, that's a high-pressure job, isn't it?
Yeah, you pretty much just slave yourself out and take the beating, and they'll, you know, eventually talk to you.
Do you speak any French or?
Not really. Yeah, I just kind of smile and nod.
Yeah. And so did you walk in there with some Door County ways of cooking and impress the French with your cuisine?
No, you can't impress the French, I don't think.
Well, how did you get the gig? That's kind of amazing, actually, isn't it? You are a chef,
I
know.
I called around, you know, some restaurants emailed, said, I want to come and cook with you.
Oh, cool.
And eventually someone picked me up and spent a couple months out there cooking and came back, stole their ideas, and brought them back to us.
Yeah. And is that where this goat thing first hatched? If they hatch, I don't think they hatch, but, I mean, you know, the scheme?
Yeah, that's what it, the goats, that's kind of when it all started. And then eventually one day we're just like, let's go get 10 goats. And now we have 54 of them.
Yeah. And you said that before you got married? Did she know she was marrying into goats?
She did, but, you know, they just kept exponentially producing.
Yeah, as goats will, I guess. Before this, had you had any experience with goats or with cheese or with goat milk?
No, not at all. Yeah. We just did a lot of reading and, you know, try to keep them healthy and happy, and so far, so good.
Yeah. And is there, what type of goats do you have now? Is there more than one type?
The floppy-eared goats, which are Nubians.
Nubians.
And then the no-eared goats are the La Manchas.
Okay.
And the reason behind that was the Nubians produce a little higher butterfat milk, and the La Manchas produce a little more milk, and so we're trying to create a super goat of high butterfat and more production.
Yeah. Are you actually going to breed these goats, or are you going to just mix their milk, which would be easier, I think?
Yeah, we breed them together, and some we keep purebred, and some we don't, and we just kind of do their own thing.
Yeah. Are the Nubians considered the elitists of the goat world?
I think they think they're the elitists. You know, they're the noisiest. They're pretty proud goats, and they'll let you know it.
Yeah. Is this at all a stress on a new marriage to have, like 50 goats?
It's definitely a learning curve, I would say. But, you know, you spend a day out with them, it's all worth it.
Yeah. And your wife feels the same way?
Most of the time, yeah.
Rachel, yeah. Most of the time, okay. This is more or less your dream.
No, we started this together, and we love it. You know, it's great. Right now, everything's just kind of culminating together, and hopefully one day we'll have a routine.
Yeah. Do you think you'll ever have kids of your own?
Oh, probably. You know, we'll just kind of fence them all in together.
Okay, we got to talk sometime, I think. And I noticed that you named them. Is that a good idea to name, you know, because they are farm animals?
Well, we named the girls.
Yeah.
And I think that helps us you know, take care of them a little better. But the boys, they don't get names. They get shipped back out to France, usually after a couple months after they're born.
Yeah, what happens to them in France? They get restaurant jobs?
Yeah.
In France?
Yeah, we say we're sending them to Europe. We try not to use some of the words around them that they're a little sensitive.
Yeah. Do they ever get your goat? I mean, they're intense, right? Goats. I mean, you gotta look after them.
Yeah. They need a lot of care.
Yeah. Do you have to get up early to milk a goat, or is that just cows?
Yeah, we get up. We milk at 6 and 6 every day.
Uh-huh.
And then, yep, chill the milk and sort it, and then we bring it down to the creamery and cans,
yeah.
And then we make cheese that day.
So the male, why are the males there even?
The males are just kind of a
company?
Byproduct.
Oh,
we keep the really good breeding stock, or we try to sell them,
yeah.
You know, to other breeders that might want to include a new lineage into their herd.
Yeah, but you don't have a background in all this. I mean, do you sort of figure out how to breed them and all that, or is that just second nature to a guy out in Door County?
Yeah, they just kind of know. You know, we know, they know, we just kind of keep it at that.
Is it harder than dealing with the French, or no?
Well, the communication, barrier is about the same, so
yeah.
It's, it's going to work.
Yeah, and then the cheese making, I mean, that's another whole ball of wax, isn't it?
Yeah, that's been, you probably spend a lifetime trying to learn how to make cheese, and you'll never really get it.
Yeah.
It's every cheese in the world has, the same 4 ingredients mostly, and you have a million different types of cheeses.
Yeah. And do you get the rennet from the goats as well? Is that where it comes from?
The rennet does come from goats. Yeah. We buy, the rennet already ready, but I remember seeing an ad of how to, fabricate your own rennet, but I think it's a little gory process.
Yeah, and the guys pay the price for that too, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, the male goats. At least they make a contribution. So, I mean, I cheese making is a lifetime process, but so how are you learning, just by feel, or?
Well, I had spent some time apprenticing down actually in Madison at Babcock Dairy with Gary Grossen.
Oh, you did?
He was one of my beginning cheese mentors, and also at Dream Farm out in Cross Plains. And she had a small goat herd, kind of like ours, just a farmstead creamery operation, and I spent some time with her making some cheese and learned some basics and come back, and now we're just creating our own cheese, our own recipes, and developing from those.
You're cranking it out now. And how are the are the results good? Are you pleased?
Oh, results have been great.
Yeah.
It's everyone who's tried it, has been really open and really good feedback, so we're just going to go with that.
And then you'll be entering these competitions, I suppose, these cheese contests and...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, and it's just good to see and get people's input and, what they want to taste.
Yeah. And are you're doing all this and keeping your restaurant job as well?
Yeah, also still the chef at the waterfront, and so I'm milking, goats in the morning, and then we're making cheese, and then we're going back to the restaurant at night. But I have, a great staff, and everyone's real knowledgeable and passionate about what they do, and it makes our lives a lot easier.
Yeah, you're like a Renaissance man and woman.
And woman, yes.
Yes, a Renaissance couple. Well, that's fantastic. It's great, and you're getting a lot of press, I see now, and... milking the does. One thing I'm curious about, the names for the various animals. Now, what are they called exactly?
Well, I mean, we have Stella and Patience.
No, I don't mean their names. I mean their names for the types of goats, or for the age of them. How does that work with goats?
So, the kids are, usually the firstborn,
all
kids, and then we call the dolings.
Dolings, that's what I said.
Dolings, yep.
A little
and
doe
then
is
buckling.
A
doling.
And a buckling?
Yeah, they just kind of, they add like the ings at the end of everything.
Well, that's not so hard. I thought it was harder than that.
Yeah, then the regular bucks, the regular does. So it kind of makes it easy for everyone.
Yeah. Do you think your cheese might get back to France?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I'd like to send them some cheese over there and, you know, see what they think. They all started down there, you know. I love goat cheese. I love French goat cheese, French style, European style goat cheeses. And, you know, maybe a little nod would be nice from them.
Yeah. You deserve that much. After slaving yourself. Jesse, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy with all the goats and everything going on there. But Jesse Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, from Sister Bay, the Creamery, is a place to look when you're up in Sister Bay. Best to you and Rachel as well. Thanks, Jesse.
Great. Thank you. Pleasure.
Back to the kids. The kids are out there.